Hi. My sister came into your deli this afternoon, and she said that somehow the two of you got into some type of disagreement because you were putting your pinky on the scale. And then she said that the disagreement escalated, and then you ended up slapping her and calling her a big, fat, stupid lesbian, and you kicked her out of the store. Is that true?
I'm sorry, but what did you say, hon?
My sister was in there, and she bought some meat from you. She bought you, yeah. And then she said that you guys got into a disagreement, and then you slapped her in the face.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hold on.
No, sure.
You talk to this lady. Hello?
Yes, hello. My sister was at, this is the deli, right?
This is the deli, yeah.
Okay. You know, my sister was in there this afternoon, and she said that the two of you got into a disagreement of sorts, and she said you were putting your pinky on the scale. And then she said that you ended up slapping her in the face, calling her a stupid lesbian, and you kicked her out of the store. Is that true?
Come on. No way. I didn't even have an argument with nobody. When did this happen?
She said this afternoon.
No way. What you talking about? What you after what time?
Oh, maybe around 2 or 3.
2 or 3 o'clock?
Yeah, you know, she has a very bad complex about being a lesbian. We took her to the priest, you know, but the priest put the holy water on her. He ended up kicking her in the head.
We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that. We have no... I don't know about it. Trust me, I was here all day.
Yeah, and you're not prejudiced against lesbians or anything like that?
Why should I do that? I mean, there is a lot of lesbians come to the store. I don't say nothing to them.
Oh, you know what she just said? It was the deli up the block. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to bother you.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, you scared me. I was like...
I'm so sorry.
Because I was here all day.
That's true.
You know what I mean? We didn't have no argument with nobody.
That's true. No, it's my fault. She made a mistake. I'm very sorry.
No, no, sir. I have no problem.
Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong.
Hello, you're listening to show number 2 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. So I'm really glad to be back here doing this with you, and I have to say that the response has been overwhelmingly positive, and I'm so thrilled that it's going this well. I'm shocked, and at the same time, beyond thrilled. So just wanted to start by saying that I'm just really happy by all the feedback. I think I really may have hit a nerve in the first show with the topic because my inbox has been flooded with emails every day. It's unbelievable, you know, but it feels good for me to know. I mean, I may not have been the most diplomatic choice of person to speak about bisexuals. There was definitely a place for it. And I'm really glad to have been the one to be able to do that because I think that as women, we're told not to voice our opinions, especially if they're not 100% positive. I think that really is in a woman's psyche much deeper than any of us realize. And I have feelings about certain things, and I may not be rational all the time. And I don't think it's wrong for us to have feelings. If many, many, many of us share the same thoughts, you know, well, then maybe there's something to it. I like to consider myself somewhat open-minded, and you know, maybe by the last show I may seem a little bit like a I don't know, a fascist. I like to call it fascist lesbian chic. So I just want to say thank you very much for tuning in again, and today we'll be talking a little bit about stereotypes. And this kind of came to me through a conversation that I had with my friend's husband after he had listened to the first show. Of course, he had an earful for me. And I've known him for, I don't know if it's 8 or 9 years. And during this conversation, he said, why are, you know, he talks over my voice a lot. He said, well, then why do lesbians, when they have sex, why do they focus on the phallus so much? And so I asked him, are you referring to strap-ons? And that was, in fact, what he was referring to. So that's what I would like to talk a little bit more about in today's show. And I really don't, I know that the topic is a little, so I don't mind being dirty, but sleazy's not where my head is at. And firstly, I'll say that many, an overwhelming amount, do not play with any toys. Anything representing a phallus is not enjoyable and just completely not needed. And they just enjoy external stimulus. And some of us do. Now, why? If you're a lesbian, why would you enjoy receiving a phallus-shaped object internally? Why? I think as lesbians, we're probably a lot more flexible in the bedroom. Just the lifestyle that we chose lets you know that we're just a tad more adventurous. And I think that we're willing to play gender games in the bedroom. And it's not necessarily gender games. They may be games with power and submission. And certain things represent that, like perhaps penetrating a woman. Right? Okay. But why can't you just use what you have? Is what you may ask. That's what you may be asking, is why don't you use what you have? Why do you need to use something that represents or looks like a man? And a lot of women do use dildos that look exactly like a man's penis. And my answer to that is I, in particular, love playing gender games and switching roles and having fun in the bedroom. And I have no hang-ups about it. None. Why would I use a strap-on? Because it feels fucking good. To me, it does. And I'd like to break your back with it also. Okay? And I can assure you that there is not one bone in my body that wants to be anything like a man. Okay? I can assure you of that. And when I ran away and joined the lesbian circus when I was 18 years old, I did not equip myself with a nifty dykey haircut. I remained looking straighter than most of the women that I knew. Because I don't know if you know anything about women in Bronx, New York. Most of the straight women around here are 10 times more butchy than I'll ever be. And that's not just for here. I know that there's other parts of town that, you know, women just are tougher than other women. So why are some disgusted? There are women that find strap-ons and this type of thing disgusting. And they just cannot understand why on earth would you want to do this. Now, is it better than like a clitoral orgasm? What's better than having a full-on orgasm? And I don't think anything is better than having multiples, right? However, you can have a vaginal orgasm and totally lose your fucking head, okay? So I find it enjoyable. It doesn't mean that I'm straight. And I'm not here to say that I find men unattractive, because I don't. Do I want to be in a relationship with one? How about never? Okay. And all that said, which I'm not really sure I said all that much, or maybe I did, because sometimes I don't even really know. I will bring in the girls now. Okay, so we're talking to Lolly in South Beach first tonight. And so my question to you is, what's your answer to people who think that because you may like using a strap-on, that really means that you want a man?
It's ridiculous.
Really?
Just because I'm a lesbian, it doesn't mean that I'm going to lack penetration.
Right.
There's no rule. It's not like, I'm a lesbian now, can I buy the book on the rules on lesbianism?
But see, so here's the thing, though, is that a lot of these strap-ons do look like men, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your answer to that?
Well, there aren't, not all of them look like a man's penis. You know, and another thing is you're not going to have some, I don't know, like weird object going inside you when you want something that's kind of a little more naturally contoured to your body. So let me sacrifice my pleasure because this is going to look somewhat like a penis.
Right, I understand that. But what would your answer be to, because this is the mindset, okay? Well, if it's naturally contoured to your your genitals, that means that the man is naturally built to satisfy that. Right?
No, I'm talking about the dongs or the dildos. I'm not talking about a man's penis, because not every man's penis is the same.
This is true, and some of them are very small. Very small, by the way. Very small. But what I'm trying to say is that if that is naturally shaped to fit into you and that's satisfying to you, then some people would say, well, gee, that means that men really are built to satisfy women. And it proves it by the fact that lesbians go out and buy strap-ons. And it is a good question.
There are women out there that refuse to use dildos, dongs, anything shaped like a man, anything that's going to give them penetration, because it's like the rule for them that, you know, you're less of a lesbian. And even in our own community, we're, you know, ridiculed for using toys. There's some women out there that don't use anything. They're just like you said, like external, like clitoral stimulation.
Right.
You know, and then there's some women that just do cunnilingus and stuff, and they're content with that. But some women like stimulation, and it doesn't mean that they're less of a lesbian. Why are we going to start setting stereotypes on ourselves when we're stereotyped and hated on every day?
Of course.
Why do that to ourselves?
Well, you know why?
Why are you making it worse for us?
No, you're right. Like, you're saying that we shouldn't be concerned with other people's questions about us.
Right, exactly.
You know what? I do think that it's a legitimate question, and people do wonder. And if we're not willing to answer simple questions like this, it, you know, the mystery builds and it breeds that hostility. The fact that they can't figure us out is what I think breeds the hostility.
Fuck them. Fuck them trying to figure us out. Let them try and figure themselves out first.
Good point.
Before they're often trying to figure me out.
That's a very good point. But don't you think that it's a fair question? And it's almost kind of like an obvious question. If you're a lesbian, why do you want to strap something on the particular...
Okay, because you're not a lesbian just because of sex. It's not just because of the sex that someone's going to turn into a lesbian or, you know, feel more comfortable with the same sex. It's a mental, it's emotional, it's a physical level. It doesn't just have to depend on the type of sex you have.
But then someone, this is, I want to get to the root of this, okay?
Okay.
Is that someone would say, okay, well then you're just a lesbian because you don't like sex with men.
Well, that's stupid. That's ignorant. If someone's going to be a lesbian because they don't like sex with men, then you're not really a lesbian.
All right. Now, I don't want you to run away from the question, because I know that this is not an easy question to answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why? And I have my own reasons why, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But I want to know your reason. Why, if you are a lesbian, would you enjoy a strap-on in the shape of a man penetrating you the same way in the same positions that a man would penetrate you? Why? Why would you enjoy that? If you don't particularly like sex with men, why?
Because I'd like to have a woman on top of me with tits that I can grab. And, you know, the feel of a woman giving me pleasure. And I don't need a man to do that. And it doesn't have to mean that the dildo that I'm going to use is going to be the exact replica of some man's penis. Because not all of them are.
And you don't think that is sort of, kind of imitating heterosexual sex in a way?
In a way, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how I do it, and that's not how I see it.
Right.
I see it as a, you know, emotional connection that I'm having, emotional and physical connection that I'm having with my girlfriend.
Right.
No, I want to please myself, too, and it doesn't have to look like a penis.
Right. All right, you know what? My thoughts on that are that I don't spend my entire sexual session with a strap-on. That may be one small part of a sexual episode session, and it may happen probably a few times. It may happen sometimes. It's not something that I'm always doing. It does add to the fun. I think it's
mm-hmm.
right, and if it does imitate heterosexual sex. I'm perfectly fine with that. I enjoy gender play. I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that there's any reason that the fact that I may one time or one time out of 10 that I want to use a strap on with a partner, that makes me desiring heterosexual sex. What it makes me is flexible, sexually flexible.
Mm-hmm, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's how I see it, though, because there's people out there that have a problem with that. I know lots of lesbians that don't use strap-ons, don't use dildos, don't use those kinds of vibrators, because they feel that their whole fight and their whole saga for being a lesbian and being proud and all that pride.
And I just think that people think that if we're using strap-ons, that it means we're afraid of men. But that we're afraid of men in our daily life, but we really crave that sex.
Oh, come on.
That's the mindset, though. That's the mindset.
Let them think that. I don't care.
I know. I don't particularly care either, to be honest with you, but I think it is a legitimate question.
I understand.
Yeah, if I was straight, I would have that question.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Because, that would mean that I was stupid. So I would have that question.
It's ignorance, though. It's people that really don't know, and it's fear, also.
Yeah.
People are scared, and people don't know how to deal with it, so they use their ignorance as a shield.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I think this was good. Very good. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and so now we're talking to Paula in L.A., Long Beach. And my question to you is, what is your response to people who think that because you use a strap-on, that means you want a man?
Well, I tend to think that way myself.
So you do. You think, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you using a strap-on?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would honestly say I personally have never used a strap-on.
Okay.
It's not on my agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I think, if you need to use a strap-on, you have a fixation. Either one, you want a man, if you want to receive, or two, if you want to do it, you want to be a man.
Oh. Right, but, okay, so, oh my goodness, that is really... So, you think that if you want to strap on and do this to a woman, that you want to be a man?
Yeah.
Now, what?
Not that I want to generalize or stereotype in any sense of the word, but most of the women that I've known that prefer strap-ons have actually kind of been very manly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we both know of one in particular that's very manly and prefers a strap-on.
Right, but you know, there's a lot of women that do enjoy strap-ons that are very feminine, and they enjoy receiving and using it, and they're just regular women.
It's hard for me to say in that respect because I've never met any, I've never been with any that have actually wanted to use a strap-on. I mean, okay, I've been around women that have wanted to use toys, which, you know, I'm a strange unit, so to speak, because I don't use toys either.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
That you're a strange unit.
I am a strange unit.
So you heard my monologue. I mean, you obviously know that I'm... I definitely enjoy strap-on use.
I got that.
Right. Now, do I have an obsession?
Shanti, there's something I didn't know.
Right? So now, do I sit there and say, you know, do I interview my partners and say, you know, you must use strap-ons, and we're going to do this every time, all the time?
But you're also not opposed to somebody not wanting to use a strap-on. That wouldn't faze you.
If they didn't want to use it?
Right.
I
mean, you'd still sleep with them regardless.
Oh, of course I would. I mean, you know, you make sacrifices, you make exceptions, you do what you have to do for the person that you're with, or, you know, if you're in a relationship.
Right.
Right?
I'm not a person where I dislike men.
Right.
You know, and I'm not opposed to that. I kind of feel if you're going to use a strap-on, then go be with a man and get the real thing.
Really? That's very interesting.
Why use a play toy that looks like it? Just go get it. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of comments for that comment, but, you know, it's my opinion.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying that as a generalization. That's the way the world is. It's just that's my opinion.
Okay, so what if you happen to be in love with a woman, or if you're dating a woman, and, you know, you generally have, you know, regular sex or whatever kind of sex that you enjoy, right? Slapping each other.
I like the way you put that.
Right.
The kind of sex. I could swing from the bedpost with a set of handcuffs.
Right, you know.
That would be fun for me.
Right, you know, if you like to smack each other across the face, but, you know, and that's...
Well, yeah, right. You know, make it a little painful. I'll more than well enjoy it.
Right, whatever sex you enjoy. Let's just say that this is the type of thing that you do, right? But if there are certain times where, let's say, you say, wow, you know what, let's do this tonight. Let's pull out the strap on. Now, does that mean that you're missing a man and you really, it's not the real thing and it's just a piece of plastic? And
I just don't understand why it's needed. Okay.
But maybe it's not...
I've been satisfied plenty without any kind of toy.
Sure, sure. No, and I understand that. But do you think that maybe it's not so much that it's needed, but that it's just an added thing that you... It's another thing that we can do to enhance...
It just brings about that stereotype that, you know, lesbians just want to be men, okay? You know, I mean, the straight population tends to think that way.
We all know that.
You know, so, okay, yeah, let's make it true. So in order for us to have sex with another woman, we got to have a strap-on.
Yes, and I...
Of a man's unit, which we enjoy that word tonight.
Right, yes. Right, it does imply that you... enjoy a man's body, and that maybe there's something wrong, because if you're, then why aren't you attracted to them as human beings? Like it implies some kind of complexity. What's your explanation for two, you know, just regular feminine women that sometimes want to pull something out of the closet?
I mean, if it's a once in a while thing, and it's just, you know, a little bit of a sexual enhancement,
yeah,
it's one thing. But if you're a person that's the way you have to have sex all the time...
Then there's definitely something wrong with you.
I think there's something behind that.
No, I'm in agreement with you there. There is definitely something strange. No, you know why? Because I heard of some people who wear strap-ons under their clothes all the time.
Okay, yeah, now we can go look at Max from the L Word then, you know?
Right, but she's trans. She's trans, right? She's,
yeah,
considered trans.
You know, and has to walk around with a little rubber dildo.
Yeah. No, now that's, I think that's crossing the line and saying, all right, there's definitely issues with, you know, maybe hormones or something. Maybe they have too many male hormones or...
Well, in that sense, I do believe there are some women like that, you know, where, okay, they're a man in a woman's body, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I still just look at it like if you have to, I mean, if you're having sex 5 days a week, you know, and you constantly have to use a strap-on for it, I think you got some issues. If you're doing it once in a while for just a little change of pace, a little
right.
bit of different excitement.
Yeah, you know, mix it up.
Thing.
Yeah, mix it up a little.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not saying I haven't, in my sexual experiences, used some kind of foreign object from, you know, time and again.
Foreign?
You know, not...
Was it from Europe?
Was it from where?
Europe.
Europe.
What do you mean a foreign object?
I've dabbled in the food area.
Food.
Food. Food can be interesting if you choose the right way.
Food, dare I ask? I won't harass you on that one. Everything was great. Thank you very much, my darling. All right,
what a topic. Where'd you come up with this one?
I don't know. Okay, so now we'll be speaking with Shelley in Florida on the border of Alabama. Don't laugh!
I'm trying not to laugh.
Okay.
I'm doing my best here. I'm sorry.
I know you're laughing at me.
No, I'm laughing with you, not at you. So there you go.
Right. You're laughing with me.
Yeah, big difference there.
That is a big difference. Okay. So here we are, and so my question to you is, what is your opinion on people who think because you use a strap-on that you really want to be with a man?
Well, okay. I'm going to contradict myself here, I'm sure, but I'm one of the few percentages that actually believe, you know, I do not use toys. So, and in my eyes, if you're going to have sex with a woman, you want to be with a woman. To me, I think strap-ons do, what's the word, replicate a man's penis. So, therefore, I mean, if you're going to do that, might as well just go for the real thing instead of a fake thing.
Really?
Yeah, really.
And is that your final word?
Yeah, that's my final. I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, maybe, you know, later on down in the future, I may actually find it arousing. Hey, yeah, I want to be, you know, with a strap-on. But I just feel it's just a fake thing. Just have the real thing. I mean, if you're craving something up inside you of that manner, of that nature, whatever, just do it with a man.
But what if you don't want to?
Well, we got a problem there, then.
Well, what if it is not so much something that, and I said this before, what is this not so much something that you need or that you're craving or you're dying for it, but what if it's something that you do because it's an addition to one of the many things that we can do as women?
Well,
what would you say to that? Would you still say that means you really want a man?
I still believe, yes, you want a man, because if you're craving that type of, you know, yeah, you're still wanting a man.
So because you're a lesbian, that means that you can't enjoy penetration?
Well, it's not. Okay, yes, you can enjoy penetration, but I just find it ridiculous that a woman actually wants to take this foreign object-looking thing and attach it to their no-no area, and they're willing to, you know, fuck the shit out of another woman. That's, to me, you know, like taking the role of a man, and the person that's receiving is enjoying that type of thing. Well, no, they should just be with a man.
But what if it's fun to play role games?
Well,
what if that's just fun? Does that mean that you're dying for a man?
What does it mean that you're dying for a man? But here I go with my contradicting myself. Well, I mean, I'm all for role play, I guess. I don't know. I just see it as pointless, senseless. Yes, a vibrator, whatever, if you want to use that, so forth and so on. But to me, the strap-ons just look absolutely absurd.
Because you... This is very interesting.
I mean, you've got to think, it looks too funky. I mean, it's just strapped to your no-no area, and you're like jingling, jangling, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, you think it looks ridiculous?
Yes, I think it looks ridiculous, and how can you have a serious... You're trying to be intimate with your partner, and, you know, you want to get into your partner, and you want to just give them what you've got. And you've got this thing hanging from you, and it just looks absurd.
You're fucking... I'm trying not to laugh, but you're fucking killing me. Because I'm going to edit this out. I'm going to edit the laughing out, because last time there was so much laughing, and I had to take it all out. But I want you to know that when I'm not laughing, that I'm laughing, but I'm holding my mouth, okay?
What's all the laughing? Leave the laughing in. That's cool.
I know, but when there's too much, you know, it throws everything off. But what you're saying is fucking hilarious. Okay. All right, so let's go back to this. All right.
Oh, okay.
So you think it looks positively ridiculous with a woman?
Wait, hell yes, it looks positively ridiculous.
Right, but don't you think that a penis looks ridiculous, period?
Well, hell yeah, but it's natural, at least. I mean, it's meant to be on a guy. He's got the balls and everything else that's along with it. And
hey, if you're going to talk like that around here, I'm going to ask you to leave. No, but okay, well, one of the other girls brought this up before, and she said, what about those straight men, you know, and they have their wives buy dildos and screw them up the ass? Does that mean that they're homosexuals if they never, ever leave their wives and they just like to take
well,
it up the
of all,
ass?
That's disgusting. I don't even want to think about that. That's nasty. Ugh. Make me throw up.
I'm sorry. Okay, so we can't even explore that area? We can't even...
Assholes are off limits. That's the biggest no-no ass. No-no.
Men's assholes are off topic? Or?
Yeah. Well,
but,
okay.
No, but do you think that...
They have to have some homosexual tendencies. I'm sorry. What real straight guy wants to be plugged up the asshole? I don't know too many of them. And if they're wanting it, they must be leaning towards the gay side. Unless they really enjoy their prostate being knocked around. I don't know.
Well, I think that's exactly what it is. Is that?
Well, yeah, it is. Their prostates get knocked, and you know, it gives them a better orgasm.
Right, right. But what's wrong with that? What's wrong with feeling good?
Well, nothing, I guess. I don't know. I just think the whole strap-on thing's absurd. It's
So it's just totally absurd to you. It's just a ridiculous topic. And the fact that women do this is just stupid and dumb and ridiculous.
Well, and I don't say it's stupid and dumb. You know, I just think to each his own. If you enjoy it, fine, whatever. You know, it's just not for me, but I just find it absurd. I just feel that...
But you still
if you're willing to lay there and have some woman screw the hell out of you with this foreign object thing swinging between her legs, you know, hey, might as well just get a man and be done with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But what if it's not a man that you want doing that to you? What if you want your girlfriend
to... wanting some kind of female he-she thing there? Is that what you're saying, Sandy?
No, I'm just saying that sometimes...
So you're telling me you want a he-she?
No.
It is, that's what you're saying. You're like, well, what if that's not what you already have done to you? So you're wanting a woman with a dick, you're wanting a he-she. Spit it out. I want a he-she.
That is, in fact, incorrect.
Incorrect, she said.
You are incorrect.
I beg to differ.
No, but why does that mean that I want a he-she?
You're wanting a chick with a dick, that's a he-she.
Oh, my God. No, I just think that sometimes... Not all the time, but sometimes that...
Well, let me ask you, let's turn this question around.
Okay.
What do you get out of it? Why do you like attaching this elephant-looking thing between your legs that's got black straps or undies or whatever the hell it's attached to, and you're doing a chick? What do you get out of it?
That it's kind of a domination submission kind of thing, and...
I see it as a way to burn calories and lose some weight, but okay.
It absolutely is. Now, that is one reason. And
you know, that is the only reason why I use a strap-on, to be honest with you.
To lose weight.
It's a burn of calories. You know, if you're hitting it from the back, you're probably working your ass. Boom, boom, boom.
Have a good workout.
Yeah, and if you're on top of the chick and you're banging her, you're working out your arms because you're holding yourself up.
You see that?
That's the only way.
Now you know the secret.
I think I'm going to fuck you with a strap on because, you know, I'll need to burn some calories.
You just think it's totally ridiculous.
Yes, I do.
There's no way I'm going to convince you to open your mind to think of it in another way.
No.
Not now. Wait, all right. How about this? How about sometimes... It's just something else. It's something else to do.
Excuse me, what was that now?
It's something else to do. Do you know what I mean? It's not something that you have to be obsessed with. I'm not saying that I'm obsessed with it. I'm not saying that. Hold on. It's not that I'm not saying that I have an obsession with dildos.
You do have an obsession, Sandy.
I'm not saying that I really want a cock. I'm not saying that.
No, you're not saying you want a he-she. That's what it is.
No, I don't want a he-she. What I'm saying mm-hmm. is that sometimes that it is enjoyable. Not every single time, but sometimes it is.
Hmm. Okay. Wow, I'm stuck. I have no combat. Well, no, because I still think it's absurd. But I can't say, here I am contradicting, that there may come a time in my future where I actually explore that side. But I still think, you know, if you're going to do it, it's supposed to be with a man.
I think what's going to end up happening is that you're going to end up being one of those people who wears a strap-on under their pants at all times, 24 hours a day.
No, that's ridiculous. You know what? There's this girl that actually runs around with a strap-on in her pants that has a bulge to entice women.
I'm sorry, do you have her number? No, I'm kidding! Is she available? I'm just kidding. No. I'm totally kidding. No, but so that is a little bizarre. Okay.
Yes, if she's got her hair all chopped off for nothing. She's got a little polo shirt on.
Oh goodness.
With her little big bag jeans.
Oh goodness.
With a strap on up underneath it to bulge.
Yeah. No, that is bizarre. That is bizarre. Yes.
She's trying to be a man.
Yes.
She's wanting to look like a man.
Yes. No, there is a line that you cross. Okay. Now. I think there's a big difference between having fun and being willing to do different things in the bedroom, and then...
So So you say I'm boring in the bedroom because I will not use a strap-on?
No, I never said that. Oh, my God, I never said that. Boring. No, I never said that. What a bore. No, I never, ever said that. I never said that.
Subliminal messages. With email. What a bore, what a bore, what a bore, what a bore.
She's a bore, she's a bore. No, I never said that.
I will say this much. And I'm going to contradict myself again. If I did find the right woman, I probably would try the strap-on. As long as she was talking nasty to me in bed.
Only if she was talking nasty to you?
Yeah, I like dirty talk. Dirty talk arouses me.
Right, so that might get you to open.
Yeah, that actually pushed me over the edge.
And so you would do it?
Yeah, I would. Just once, I'd try it.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that we could come to a meeting of the minds.
So one of the women was missing from the discussion because she has many commitments, so we had to steer the ship without her. I hope that this dialogue was at least somewhat illuminating. In a culture where women are objectified sexually, we are incredibly sexually repressed. My view on this is that anything that is going to liberate a woman sexually, whatever it is, if it's going to make you feel good and it's about you, I say enjoy it. And the wonderful thing about lesbian sex is that it's basically focused on women's orgasms. And that's a beautiful thing. And I'm not sure if a man, when a man makes, you know, an attempt at oral, is that the same thing? Is he imitating lesbian sex because he's going down on his girlfriend or his wife? I don't know. Okay. That's up for debate as well. And I've read in a number of studies that about 70% of women are not having orgasms during sex. And I will end by saying, I promise you that not one of those women in that study was a lesbian. So thank you for being here and thank you for listening. I'm really glad that you did. And I will talk at you again very soon.
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.